Hi, my name is Jacqueline Baxter, and today I'm interviewing Kirsty Nichols Mackay, who is the head teacher of Monk's Eaton Middle School. Welcome, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me. And today, Kirsty's going to be telling us a little bit about how she set up a digital strategy and what the starting point was. So, do you want to tell me a little bit about when you set it up and how you began this whole thing?
So I became head teacher here in 2018. I'd been here for a couple of years prior to that, and within those first 2 years, quickly identified from baselining across the school that there were a lot of ineffective IT resources across the school, and we needed to very urgently rectify that so that the school was brought up to appropriate standard for the time. I worked with the senior leadership team at the time, and I worked with the support of the governors. I also worked with the local authority, who were quite heavily involved with the school because we were graded as RI at that point. And so they had some experts that I could access to get some sort of guidance about what was needed and what was no longer fit for purpose and what was needed.
Mm. So you were in the category requires improvement at the time, which is the English inspectorates category that says that the school needs to improve. So it was an important time for you to set this up. And who was involved in the planning?
It was led by myself. I worked with a school improvement team. I worked with the SLT in our school. I worked with our governors, largely from a finance point of view. Mm-hmm. It required a little bit of a leap of faith because it was a very significant financial investment.
Mm.
I worked very closely with the business manager at the time to find the right provision of the resources and so on, because you know we weren't at the point where we could train staff because we didn't have the resources to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to do fundamental reform of what was in school, and that took a lot of, I guess, back office, you might call it.
Yeah.
Back office work.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of that went on sort of 2017, just before I became head, when I was working as head of school, and then we did a lot of the work 2018 moving forward.
Okay, so there was a fair bit in place then structurally before COVID hit.
Yes, there was. There was brand new servers. There was new IT provision in terms of the computer resources in school. We'd resourced staff so that they all had their own IT, they had a laptop, a Surface Go, which we got from the little extras funding from the government.
Okay.
That's what we chose to spend that on. So because part of the digital strategy was very much about upskilling staff. You can't upskill staff if they haven't got something to work on.
Yes.
So that was very much a key part of that. We replaced all the PCs across the school. We replaced all the whiteboards. We replaced, as I said, the servers. The entire network was basically refreshed and replaced. Huge expense to the school, which we had to take out over sort of an HP agreement,
mm-hmm.
because we couldn't afford to make the initial outlay. I don't know many schools that could. We purchased a lot of small tablets for children to use in lessons. And actually, by the time COVID hit, we had also ran out a pilot program where parents were offered a significantly discounted monthly rate to pay towards purchasing their own device. That was the Surface Go's, which we knew were effective within school and at home. That was a pilot program that started, ironically, December 2019,
right,
just before 2020.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a well-timed, but it actually didn't get off the ground partly as a result of COVID. So we've had to look again at that and how we're going to roll that out for parents and children.
Okay. And how, thinking about teachers at that point, I mean, COVID came along and you had this infrastructure in place. You'd made a good inroad into your digital plan. So how did COVID affect all that then?
We had to very quickly accelerate our teachers' skills. We'd done some very soft approach, I guess, mm-hmm. to provide them with the right resources, to do some, you know, almost here's some nice ideas you might like to try, with the idea that without COVID, by the end of the sort of 3-year plan which we had in place, the intention was that they would all be having what would be effectively a sort of digital pencil case in the classroom. That was how I envisaged it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the vision we had across the school. With COVID coming, we had to very quickly address the staff needs. The children and the staff had to have same understanding of the software that was going to be used in lockdown, should we need to use it. So this was September 20. I've lost track of years.
Yeah.
September 20. So obviously we'd had the lockdown in the January through to the Easter. And obviously our children came back before the summer because of year six. So we had some children in the school. And we'd been providing work through one form, through Office 365, through Word, and it just wasn't effective.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew from the September, and obviously we'd planned it over the summer, ready to start in September, that every child needed to be completely trained in the use of Teams and all of the resources that would be on Teams. It was the same with the staff. So the September to Christmas of 2020, we did very intensive training with children and staff to make sure that should we go into that situation again, we were completely able to just switch over to remote learning.
Right.
Obviously, we were providing remote learning at that time as well because the children was at home and, you know, our COVID rates were probably like every school in the country quite high. So we were learning as we went, but we were improving the skills of the staff through very specific and targeted training over that period of time and the children.
Yeah. And I mean, how were the teachers feeling about this rapid move to the digital? Because in other realms, for example, in higher education, there's an awful lot of research that says that actually moving into a digital space really hits teacher identity in relation to job satisfaction, etc.
I can't comment on that side. What I can say is we worked very, very hard to balance workload for staff,
mm-hmm.
because we were acutely aware that, to all intents and purposes, colleagues were planning twice. You know, if they had five children off in their lesson and they were remote learning, they were still delivering their lesson to the majority of the children. So we had to make sure that we were very careful to work with colleagues to look at how we could make that achievable. So whatever went online needed to be what was being delivered in the class,
mm-hmm.
but there had to be some tweaks rather than fundamental changes, because we had to mirror the curriculum wherever possible. That was more challenging when it was something, a practical science lesson, for example, with the best will in the world, watching a video is not the same as doing the practical.
No.
Because of our close working relationships with the in-school unions,
mm-hmm.
we were able to, and I don't think any school got it perfect, we certainly didn't, but we were able to provide a situation where colleagues didn't feel overwhelmed by all the other things that were going on. And one of the key things with our school, from the way that we run our school, is keep the main thing. And we that is very much our mantra.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't focusing on 37 different things. We were just focusing on this within our staff training. And that meant that there was opportunities for staff to have bespoke training as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more about building confidence. I can't comment on identity. It's not something that I ever really thought about. We kept very much abreast of what, you know, certainly when we were in the lockdown, in the 2021 lockdown, we kept very much on top of what was national research telling us,
mm-hmm.
what did we need to tweak as a result.
Right.
That was very much the focus between the January and the Easter. I've completely lost track of years now. That must have been 21. Yeah. January and Easter, where we were very much focused on what can we learn from this.
Mm.
But the colleagues' feedback, you know, we did a lot of staff feedback at the time, was more they just wanted to get it right for the children.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear about I'm losing the sense of myself. And
right.
And I don't know, maybe that's something I missed and didn't pick up from staff. One of the strengths of a classroom teacher is their own autonomy.
Yes.
We're never prescriptive. We try to encourage colleagues to go off and do what worked for them in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
because the research, particularly once we got to, I think it was February time, what went on in the classroom, if that was mirrored, was much more successful than trying to do something different and new. And, you know, if that's what works, that's what works,
mm-hmm.
irrespective of the format.